Revelation 21:10 and 22-22:5. And in the Spirit he carried me away to a great high mountain and showed me the holy city Jerusalem coming down out of heaven from God. I saw no temple in the city, for its temple is the Lord God, the Almighty, and the Lamb. And the city has no need of sun or moon to shine on it, for the glory of God is its light, and its lamp is the Lamb. The nations will walk by its light, and the kings of the earth will bring their glory into it. Its gates will never be shut by day, and there will be no night there. People will bring into it the glory and the honor of the nations, but nothing unclean will enter it, nor anyone who practices abomination or falsehood, but only those who are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, bright as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb through the middle of the street of the city. On either side of the river is the tree of life, with its 12 kinds of fruit, producing its fruit each month, and the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. Nothing accursed will be found there anymore, but the throne of God and of the Lamb will be in it, and his servants will worship him. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads, and there will be no more night. They need no light of lamp or sun, for the Lord God will be their light, and they will reign forever and ever.
As she just said, my name is Kevin Shade. I go to Mount Hebron High School. I am a junior. I am not a senior. I will not be graduating this year. I hope to graduate next year. I play soccer and basketball for the school. I'm All-State in both, and you've probably seen me on page one of the Baltimore Sun or the Washington Post. I make that most often. I don't know why you're laughing. So in case you don't know me, you might know my family. My older brother, Nick, he preached here last year. He's off at college now, and now that he's off, it's kind of sad because I won't see him too much because he's busy training to compete against the Jamaicans and Usain Bolt in 2012 in London. So I wish him luck with that. You would know this if you would read page two of the newspaper, just behind mine. My little brother, he's a kind of a big guy. You would, if you don't know where he is, the general direction to look would be up. He's somewhere around there. If you find him, my dad might be there too. He's a kind of a big guy too. And my mom, you guys probably know the most because she's just a gabber. So there's a good chance you've talked to her a couple times coming here. So that's my family. We're all alike. We're different in many unique ways, but we're a good family. But a lot of you are wondering why I'm up here. Well, I am too, because, I mean, there might be some other people who would want to do this, but not as much as I do. But DC came up to me and asked if I would do this, and we have this really special bond where he asked me to do anything, and I, of course, say anything for you, DC, to everything. So that's what I said when he asked me to do this. But when he asked me to do the Saturday night service, I was like, sure, but isn't service on Sundays? Because I've never been to this service, because I guess it's new. So here I am preaching to you in prime time. I hope all the guests here like it, because I sure like it too. When I took the job to preach to you today, I didn't really realize how hard it would be. And the hardest part was actually finding what I was going to preach about. So I brainstormed about it, and I found a topic. The topic I came across was serving others. Have you ever wondered what it means? I'm pretty sure you have. If not, then I wish I was you, because you probably have life really well figured out. If DC were to say casually, "So Kevin, what do you think serving others means?" On a normal day, I would probably say, "Well, DC, here at the church, we have mission trips, Sunday school, and a bunch of other stuff." And that DC has probably heard for all the many years he's been here, and it just makes him pull his hair out. Because it's the exact... That wasn't a joke. So what does serving others mean outside of the basic Sunday school answer? I thought about it, and what you do with any other research project is you want to define it. So I defined it. I found service to be the condition of being a servant for a master. This meant that the person being served is the one above or of higher rank. I'd never really thought of it that way before. And basically it means that the person being served should feel like royalty. Now that's really hard to do, because in order to do that, you have to treat someone, you have to swallow up your own pride and stop thinking as if you're royal yourself. I find that hard sometimes. I'm sure a lot of us do. Getting rid of your pride and being humble is one of the hardest things to do, because too often do we only think about ourselves and our accomplishments when really we should be celebrating the joys and the life and the accomplishments of others. But how do we treat someone like they're royalty? Well, think about it. Put yourself in the shoes of a king or a queen. You get to call that castle you see in the history book your home. Your bed would be the size as your current first floor. Your bathtub would be the size as your friendly neighborhood pool. You could have butlers with really cool English accents that cater to your every need. And you'd have your own parade of limos that take you wherever you want as you wave at yourself on all the billboards passing by with your beautiful face on it. My guess is that you would smile a whole lot if that was you. I would if I had that cool stuff, because that's just really cool. A smile is the best thing that you can ever give to a person. It shows true happiness in that person. If you were to give someone money, they can go out and buy something. If you're a guy, you might go buy a video game. If you're a girl, I had trouble with this because I don't really have a background in this, but I guess you would buy a diamond bracelet. Now, diamonds are forever, but that bracelet definitely is not. That smile, that moment of true happiness that you give that person is with them all the time, and it can never be taken away. They will have it forever. Now, tomorrow is Mother's Day, and it makes me really reflect on what my mom does for me. She cooks me a meal every day. I have a good dinner that I come home to. And in case you don't know, at the Shade House, we go through a gallon of milk a day and a huge bag of pretzels as a snack bag for when everyone comes home from school and work. That's just snack and milk. I don't want to go into meals because that's really hard to explain. It's just a full-time job going to the grocery store and replenishing everything we need. But she works at the library, brings home the bread. She cooks, and she always lifts up my spirits when I'm down, especially with school. Thank you, Mom. That's how I'm served. That smile, a smile can never be forced unless it's mommy or daddy buying your school picture. Words can be forced, though. I don't know about you, but I absolutely cannot stand it when someone comes up to me and says, "Thank you, you're welcome, goodbye, I'm sorry," anything like that. And I just know they don't mean it. I'd just rather they just did not say it. But I love it when someone smiles. That right there is beautiful, and it's there forever, that smile. In the Bible, we hear of how our Lord Jesus Christ served everyone that came his way. He healed the sick. He cured the handicapped. He took the demons out of people and washed people's feet. Now, it doesn't say in the Bible, because the Bible is a very professional writing. But every time you serve someone, I know for a fact they left smiling. Now, in the Bible, it's not going to say Jesus took the demon away and then he was left smiling. Jesus cured that person and then he was smiling. That's not professional, but I know for a fact that happened. Now, would you smile if Jesus washed your feet? I definitely would, because my feet are not clean too often. And it feels good when they are clean. When all those people who Jesus helped walked away, they left with that beautiful smile on their face. And most of all, a feeling of happiness. Do you know where the happiness is from? It's from God. It's from Jesus showing them the light of God. When you go out and serve others and treat them like royalty and put that smile on their face, you're doing so much more than giving them a $5 bill. You're giving them true happiness that can only be found through God. This true happiness is you showing them the light. That light, as described in Revelations, has no night, and glory, and God's glory shines down on everything. Even if it's just for a brief moment, it's so worth it, because at least that person has seen God for that one moment. It doesn't matter. It's the same as an hour, a day, a year of them seeing them. They've seen it. They know about it. They know who God is. Last year when I went on a mission trip to Jacksonville, I was in a clothing drive for a day, and I picked up an order for this guy who wanted some clothes there. The clothes, by the way, the background about this clothing drive is you can come, whoever you are, whether you're Bill Gates or just someone on the street, you can come there, get clothes 4 times a year, and it's free. So this guy came, and I filled out his order form. I gave him his 2 shirts, his pants, and his socks, but he wanted a pair of underpants. But I looked around the whole place. I could not find underpants in his size. I felt so terrible because I had to go up, see him face to face, and say, "Sir, I'm sorry, we do not have it in your size." And that felt terrible because he can't come back for at least another 3 months to try and get that again. And he might not have the money to buy it on his own. So I felt terrible. So I got the guts to go out there and say, "Sir, here's your order. I'm really sorry, but we do not have it in your size." But the most amazing thing happened to me. He just came up and said, he smiled and said, "It's okay. Thank you, sir." Well, he didn't call me sir because I'm a kid. But he said, "Thank you very much." I was so moved by that. Although he didn't get his underpants, he was so happy. He had his shirt, his pants, and his socks, what everyone else sees. You don't really see the underpants too often. I will never forget that look that was on his face that day. Being God's children, we can only show people the light. That's all we can do. The rest is done between that person and God. If you show them the light, you've succeeded. You've done everything you could. You can take a horse to the water, but can't make them drink. The rest is up to the horse and, I guess, the water, if it wants to go down his throat. As you go out into the world, keep in mind what it means to serve someone. Take pride in what you've done, even if it's small or big, no matter what. The big things take pride too. Whether it be a simple thank you or hello, you're lending someone that happiness that you can give out. You're giving someone a smile. So I challenge you to go out in the world and be that really cool butler that everyone wants and serve someone and put a smile on a couple of people's faces. Thank you. Please pray with me. Lord, as we leave you today, we ask that you give us the courage and humility to put a smile on someone's face, whether it be through a small act of kindness or something really big. Help us to remember that they have seen the light, and that's all we can do. Help us to rejoice in our accomplishments through your children. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.